All right, Jim, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're actually going to skip a few pages. We left off on page Kuf Pei Aleph. We're actually going to skip to the bottom of page Kuf Pei Hei. Asakim is the bottom section there. Kuf Pei Hei. Ish Asakim She'in Lo Emuna Chayov Einam Chayim. It's actually a very profound piece. A businessman who does not possess Emuna, his life is not a life. What does this mean? One time again, businessman came to his Rav, and the Rav saw that the man was preoccupied with sadness. He's a businessman. Obviously, as a businessman, he had many challenges. He was overwhelmed by his challenges, his business challenges. And as a result, ultimately, again, he was in a state of sadness. Right? The Rav saw he was just preoccupied. All of this difficulty and all of this sadness that you have as a result of your business, Machmos Sha'ata Hoshe Pechkov Pevov, Sha'atahu Balabayas Ala Sakecha. The reason you have all of these difficult feelings and the reason you feel so overwhelmed and you have all of this sadness regarding your business is because you think that you're the Balabas, you think that you're in charge of your business. Memela atalochots umudag kilu kala masa v'ha'achrayos heim alak seifayim shocha. Therefore, again, you feel your lachutz, you're constantly running around the mudag, and you're always worried as if the entire burden of the business is on your shoulders. Umipnei sha'ata somich al sichlecha va'al chushecha va'al yidiyosecha ba'asakim, and because you're totally reliant, ultimately again, on your intellect, on your feelings, on your wisdom when it comes to your business, it causes you incredible pain when something is not successful. Va'atanifka, and when something is unsuccessful, you're hurt, you're upset. And when you try to do business with people, and you assume them to be honest and upright individuals, and then they turn around and they stab you in the back, they turn around and it turns out that they're dishonest, you take it personally, you take it to heart, and you're exceptionally hurt. Page Kuf Pei Vav, second paragraph. Listen to what this is. Now, again, you know, when you see a story like this, I don't know if the Mechaber is making up the characters to make a point, or he's mamish telling over a Maisa, but the Rav says to this Balabas, Ilo ha'isa yodea, shabori hu balabayis shalaisek shocha. If you were to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Balabas of your business, va'ata rak pakid shalom, and you are simply but the employee of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you would do your best, do your job to the best of your ability, like every good employee. And every lachatz, every challenge, or I should say, the feeling of being, the lachatz, the feeling of being, I don't know what the good English word for this is, the feeling of being overwhelmed, the feeling of being pressured for your business, would simply go away from you. Kashar Yisa Nigash. So what the Rav was saying to this Balabas was, the Balabas was understandably so overwhelmed by his business. Why was he overwhelmed by the business? Because any person who's trying to run his business feels an incredible responsibility upon his shoulders. And at the end of the day, I'm the Balabas, I'm in charge, I need to make things happen. If I don't make things happen, again, I'm not going to get paid, my employees aren't going to get paid, business is not going to be good, and there's a whole ripple effect. So the man comes to the Rav, and the Rav says to him, listen, here's your problem. Your problem is you think that you are the proprietor of the business. You think that you're in charge. You think that it all rests upon you. So the Rav gives him an interesting Esa. The Rav says, sometimes that you have to approach your business is not as if you're the proprietor, but rather, again, as if you are the employee. What happens when an employee comes into work? So, you know, part of the advantage of being the employee and not being the boss is you punch a clock. You come to work, you do your job, and you go home. And you go home. Of course, you do the best of your ability while you're at your office. You do the best of your ability while you're on the job. But lemaisa, you come and you go. And that's it. And the truth is, the business doesn't weigh on your mind, because at the end of the day, it's not really a problem. At the end of the day, it's not really your responsibility. Your responsibility is to show up, to do your job, and then to go home. So the Rav says to this Balabas something amazing. He says, if you were to just approach this business as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the proprietor, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the owner of the business, you are an employee. So what would happen? You show up to work, do your job to the best of your ability, kimo kol oved ne'eman, like every faithful employee. V'chol alachatz hayored mimcha, you would feel the lachatz, literally again, ebb away from you. Kasher hayisa nigash levatzea iska, hayisapona al Hashem yisvar v'omer lo. When you would go and you would embark upon a business deal, you would turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you would say the following, Ribbono Shel Olam, birtzoni lenahel asa isek shelcha, it is my desire to run your business right on your behalf to the best of my ability. But man can only see with his eyes. You see the true truth behind everything. I'm about to engage in a business deal. The person who's standing opposite me, he looks honest, looks like a nice guy, but I have absolutely no way to tell. I don't know if he's honest, I don't know if he's dishonest. The deal looks good, but the truth is, I don't know if it is actually good. And therefore, Ribbono Shel Olam, I rely wholly and totally on you. Therefore, God, if you want the deal to go down, then Ribbono Shel Olam, I ask you to go ahead and bring the business deal to fruition. If you don't want the deal, then Ribbono Shel Olam, you will cause it ultimately again not to come to fruition. And the Rav said, this is Balabas, this is what you should do in before every single deal. Lifnei sha'ata masik oved, o mefater oved, before you hire someone, before you fire someone, tisya'etz im balabayis. You should talk it out with the balabas. Talk it out with the owner. Talk it out with the sole proprietor of the business, who happens to be the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kodesh Baruch Hu, im betzoncha laharchiv esa esek ulatzamtzim, Ribbono Shel Olam, if you want the business to expand, or you want it to contract, tispanel, ubevaday tatzliach, ki aboteach b'Hashem chesed yisov avenu. So we'll say, you understand the power and the profundity of this advice that the Rav was giving to this balabas. He was saying, your kishkas are in such a pretzel, because you think that the whole thing is on you, because you think that you're running it, because you think that you're in charge. You're not in charge. In reality, again, even though, again, you might think you're the sole proprietor of the business, in reality, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the sole proprietor, and I am the employee of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a certain nachas ruach in that. Because as nice as it is to be the boss, it's also nice to be the employee who shows up, does his job, and then goes home. Well, in reality, again, a person who has emunah realizes that even though maybe I might be, according to the filings of the business, I might be the sole proprietor, but at the end of the day, the Ribbono Shel Olam is really the balabas. I show up for work every single day, and I work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is my employer? I work for Ribbono Shel Olam LLC. You know, that's my employer. That's who I work for. And therefore, again, my job is to show up, do the best job I can, but recognizing that I report to my boss. So before I go ahead and I do something, the Rav was saying to this balabas, Davin, say Ribbono Shel Olam, this is what I'm about to do. If you want it to succeed, it's going to succeed. If you don't want it to succeed, it's not going to succeed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to hire this person, I want to fire this person. Obviously, again, I wish that sometimes the instructions from HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be crystal clear. More often than not, they are not crystal clear. But Lemais, again, that's how I am supposed to approach things. He goes on. Adam Shemispala Allah, we'll say the last two paragraphs, page Kuf Pei Vav. We'll just finish this section. Adam Shemispala Al Amuna, person who davens for Amuna, Yochel Nahel Asasakov Blikoki Votsim Yadi. We'll say a person who davens for Amuna, you know, the greatest danger when it comes ultimately to running one's business is kochi va'otzei miyadi asli asachayel hazeh. A person to think that it's their business acumen, it's their business prowess that has caused them to go ahead and earn this money. V'kalos u'bli shum lachos. But a person who davens for emuna has the ability to avoid this pitfall. Ki b'chol davar hu misyayitzi mayoyitz ha'finansi shalo. Because at every step, I dive into my financial advisor. Who's my financial advisor? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shu bevada yodea hakol. He always gives excellent advice. V'yasha v'ne'eman. V'rak alav efshar lismuch. And he is the one and only dependable rock in this world. Asu osas kalasaka bebitachon v'ronifal meklum. Then I'm able to go ahead and conduct my business with true bitachon, recognizing that I work for the Ribono Shel Olam, and a person is never overwhelmed. So that's paragraph Kuf Pei Vav. Bekitzer v'le'inyon. Therefore, this is in the Chaber. Let's get down to it. Rieshnan rak shtei efsharios. It will say, in life, there are only two possibilities to choose from. Oa adam sames Hashem yisbarach l'balabayis ala sakim shalom. Vaz chayim kalim. V'yuchar lasos afilu iskos gidos b'kalos rab lishum pachad. We'll say, in life, there are only two possibilities. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the balabas. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, then a person has a much easier life. Because I realize, my job is to put in the effort. My job is to work hard. That's my job. But at the end of the day, I don't call the shots. At the end of the day, I don't pull the strings. At the end of the day, I don't have the control. I work for the Ribono Shel Olam. When a person, I will say, gives up the illusion of control, life becomes so much easier. Life becomes so much more easy to manage. A person ultimately, again, he's able to conduct business with almost a lighter heart, without any kind of fear. So that's possibility one. Possibility two is Ocho Shev Shuba Labais. We'll say, second possibility is, I think I'm the Balabas. Va'az Muchanim Olachatzin. I will say, if you think you're the Balabas, then get ready for a life of challenges. Get ready for a life of always feel like you're buckling under the load. There's always a pressure. There's always a million pounds on my shoulders. Kilshonas achzavos udichonos. A life of worry, a life of difficulty, a life of challenge. Because if I'm the balabas, then ultimately, again, I have to control a whole variety of factors that in reality I cannot control. That's the choice. And by the way, you understand, of course, we're talking about Parnas over here, but this is not just the din in Parnas. The truth is, this yisod is a yisod in life. I have to choose, am I the balabas, or do I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the balabas? And that decision ultimately frames the rest of my existence. Right, well, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Kuf Pei Zayin and Mir Tzah Hashem tomorrow.